Welcome, everybody, to Between Two Worlds. I'm your host, Eric White Sky Cloud. I'm a psychic medium and paranormal investigator. And this whole program is all about your spiritual journey. And the date for this day is Tuesday, February 13th, 2007. Wow, we're running into February now. My goodness, this is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And I'd like to welcome everybody that are coming online and listening to our show on bbsradio.com. And anyone who wants to call in, we have three individual phone numbers available for those who want to call in. It's all toll-free for the U.S. If you get your pencil and paper ready down pat, here we go. It's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I'm just getting online right now. I had a bit of a problem getting on my computer here. But basically, I want to open up, let you all know if you're coming on the chat line. I'm looking forward to actually being on there. I can welcome people coming on the chat line. And those of you out there who actually have been listening to the show, we'd like to hear from you on a feedback. We do have that available as well. If you actually can let me know what you think of the show or other shows that are happening here with other hosts and their programs. BBS likes to hear from you. You can always give Don, the owner and the producer of the show, to let him know what you think of the program and any ideas you want to slip in. There's also availability for other hosts who want to do their own show. Here, apparently, I've been told that there's actually some space available, so I'm offering my time with you. Let you folks out there, if you want to actually run your own show here, it's available. Don's offering that great opportunity. Now, some of you know about me and my work. I work as a psychic medium, and I'm offering any services for anybody who wants to get to call in as well. But the main thing that I wanted to share with you today is that in time, I'll be doing what's called North American Tour 2007, and the program is called Moving Beyond Grief Seminar. I'm working with other mediums that are in the same field as I am, and the people that I'm working with are Reverend Donna and Dudley Vole, and they're from Atlanta, Georgia, and we were doing a tour with them. They're both psychic mediums, and they do angel portraits. And their radio station is available to listen to. If you want to listen to the archives, if you're unable to listen to the show, but if you can, go right ahead, give them a call. They have a radio show called worldtalkradio.com. They will also let another good friend of mine, I call her young, but she's a really one nice lady. Her name is Natalie Smith-Blakesley, and she too is also a psychic medium, and she's a Greek consultant. She comes out of Erie, Pennsylvania. And she also works as a pet communicator and television host, and she actually has a TV show called Messages from the Light. And her website actually is messagesfromthelighttv.com. I would recommend to look her up, these people. And then the other young lady that actually is also a psychic medium, her name is Kelly Marie, and she's from Garibaldi, Oregon. And she also works as an animal communicator, healer, Reiki master, and she also has her radio show called Spiritual Evolution, and she's listed under 7thwavenetwork.com, which is the number 7, 7thwavenetwork.com. The man that's putting this whole thing together, who wants to really have this happening, is a fellow by the name of Dennis Spaulding. And he's the main facilitator that's putting this together, and he asked me and the three of us, the four of us, I should say, in total, to come and do this tour. And basically the purpose is helping people move beyond the grieving process after the loss of a child, spouse, family member, a close friend, or a pet. And we're offering ways that begin to open up your own psychic and spiritual awareness, thus allowing messages to be received from your own loved ones. But also it's a seminar. It turns itself into a seminar, which basically we tell the stories of the situations that we went through ourselves personally, as well as what helped giving people some advice and what they can do for themselves to help them go through the healing process. This is what we're doing on the tour. Now, the Canadian tour, we're talking about October. We haven't stated what location we're going to, but the first place to be starting our tour is actually in Seattle, Washington. And it's an all-day tour. So that'll be coming up, again, not coming, this October 2007. I'll update you, all you folks out there, when we have this tour. We'll be going to Seattle, Washington, Cleveland, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, and Asheville, North Carolina. There'll be other places we'll also be offering this on that tour as well, so that's coming down the road. I'll be the only Canadian medium coming on this show, so pretty well everybody here is all American. Kind of cool. I'm just the guy that's following you. But anyways, it's good to have a bit of a balance of both. And also on the Canadian tour, we'll be doing Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, and Montreal. So that's going to be letting everybody know. If you actually want to get tickets, just give us a call, and we'll set something up. And but it's actually on us. We're slowly getting it put together. At the moment, we'd have had it a little bit further in time, but we had Dennis, a good friend of ours, like I said, he's a facilitator. He had recently had heart surgery, and so right now he's on the resting list until he feels a lot better. We're going to end up going a little bit further with it. But Dennis has his story. He's the co-author of a book called My Search for the Afterlife, and he actually is a bereaved parent, and he actually had two sons, one called Sean, one called Anthony. So basically, I've actually had Dennis on my show last year, and I'm going to try and get him back on again, interviewing him to let you all update, let you know what's happening, to give you an idea what we're going to do next. And I will be actually getting these other three, four folks coming in and individually on my show and to do the interviews as we're working along here. So we're going to have a lot of fun talking. Anyways, as well, there is, let me see if I get this thing started here. Now, for being a Tuesday, I've been quite busy myself, and I've just finished having a talk with another lady who actually has her own radio show up in Australia, and her name is Leah Ramsey's, and she actually has a radio show called Ghost Radio. She's located in Australia, and I'd like to thank her and her husband for picking us up, but she's going to actually carry us as a syndication on her program up Australia. I'd like to thank her very much for being there for us to give us support. I'd also like to thank her for the great interview. I loved it. Those of you who actually want to go to her show sometime down the road, just actually go check it out. And she's under, her website's called the underworldshow.com, underworldshow.com. And she, like I said, she's out of Australia, and you can actually listen to some of the people that actually she's interviewing up there. She also, too, herself is also a paranormal investigator, but she likes to interview all kinds of people, like Americans like ourselves, Canadians, as well as other people from across the world. So she's had a variety of visitors on her site as well as her program. So I'd like to thank her for welcoming us as being a syndicate program. Now, if Leah is listening in, if you want to give us a call, it's toll-free international. It's 530-876-3222. It's 530-876-3222, and that's for international lines. Now, what do we got here? I'm trying to get into my site. Okay. What the music I play, I actually have a lady friend of mine. Her name is Theda Miller, and she actually has been doing my intro music. She's a singer, entertainer, and she's absolutely fabulous voice. I'm sure you've heard some of her music as she is part of the group of songs that she's written, about four or five songs. They're known as healing songs. She's really good. She's got a beautiful voice. It's very soothing, and some people believe that she actually has an angel's voice. And she's done a lot of shows up in this area. She's actually based out of Vancouver, British Columbia. And I've had Theda part of my program, her voice on my program's an intro, for the last, oh my God, 3-4 years now. And that's, I'm just absolutely pleased that she's actually part of BBS Radio's now list of musicians. And if you ever want to go to our website here under New Music, you can actually order her music offline. So you can always check it out. Her name is Theda Miller, or you can go to thedamiller.com. T-H-E-D-A, thedamiller.com. Now, get back to this chat room. See if any questions out here. And what else you got here? What's new coming up? Well, I tell you one thing I've actually noticed on the road. Since we had that one incident that took place a couple of weeks back regarding I'm not sure if you folks remember out there that we actually had an issue with Sylvia Brown, and she apparently supposedly gave a reading to this couple whose son was supposed to go missing 4 years ago, and then he showed up alive, which apparently Sylvia said he actually was dead. And then the media went after her for the longest time. And we haven't heard hide or hair of Sylvia to see what she wants to say or if she has it, say anything to the media to clarify herself and to let them all know what's going on, because right now it's pretty quiet. you know, it's difficult for psychics to, at times, if they know that you can't always please everybody, and sometimes we have a tendency of, you know, we try to do as much as you possibly can to help a family member, and everybody out there have tried so hard to make a connection to a family member, just make sure they know that they're always at peace and not to worry, and, you know, it's just the way things are. People worry too much about what's going to happen next, and, you know, I feel bad for Sylvia on one point, too, because, you know, she tries so hard to help people. And a lot of other readers out there, too. I mean, a lot of us get, not picked on, but a lot of us understand we try to do our best, our possible best. And you can't please everybody. So, yes, you can have the media out there, and they can either love you or hate you, but the thing is that you do what you can do, because every actor and actress and anybody else who's involved in media is going to actually get that same answer, you know, whether they love you or hate you. Or you're just mediocre halfway. and let's put it this way. We also have Amazing Randy out there, and he likes to banter the banty. If you know what a banty is, it's a little rooster. He likes to go out there and banter and start picking people apart outside this world. Well, you know what? Yeah, this is what basically what Amazing Randy and a few other skeptics society like to do. Like to basically, this is what they do for a living, like to tear us down. And they keep on saying, prove it, prove it, prove it. Well, guess what? You prove me that you can exist. You prove me that you actually believe that you're the only person on this earth that knows everything or anything. You know, like, the thing is that there's only so much you can do to help people in this world, and we work as counselors and, you know, like therapists. We can work, we try and give people as much best advice as possible to help people through their guidance. And we go from, we come from the heart. And yes, we do have people out there like to, you know, may not be trying so hard to help people. And, maybe they're just trying to not really try hard enough to make it in this, just like to take money from you once in a while, but it's not what it really is. It's not the money that we're into ourselves. A lot of us, yes, we've got to make a living, but we do it because we care, and it's not because we don't care. We do care. And yes, you get the odd person out there that does it because they want to take money from you. That's their own choice. But that's the people themselves who want to good deal with that issue. Now, we have some new books I'm hearing that are coming out on the market today. A lot of new readers that are actually new, more psychic books, more psychic design books. There's more writers coming out, more published books coming out from psychics. I just recently read one. I'm not sure a lot of you know out there, a lady by the name of Alison Dubois. Now, she actually has a TV show called Medium, and she's actually very good at what she does. I'm not the actor, I'm talking about the other people, the original lady herself. Do we have a caller?
Hi, Derek, it's Barb.
Hi, Barb.
How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I'd like to make a little comment about the Sylvia Brown thing. It's really being slashed back and forth.
Sure.
And no matter what psychic it is, and I mean, or medium or whatever, intuitive, if we're 80 to 85 to 95% correct, we can still be like 5% or whatever incorrect.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize, like, we're not given a book with all the instructions on there.
No.
And, you know, we have to kind of look at the fact that Well, by golly, you know, maybe she's doing the best she can, and maybe she felt picking up from the parents the worry. We don't know what she was picking up. And so to actually condemn her because she makes a wrongful, you know, prediction.
Yeah.
If we were to take a guesswork, if people were just to stand up and guess what somebody in the front row of an auditorium was happening in their life, or what somebody comes up and says, well, tell me about myself. If we could guess 85% of it, I doubt it. But if the medium can pick up 85% of it, we have to realize that there is a just that little bit in the middle there where we're working with our own feelings as well and coming through our eyes. And don't you agree with it that it's really hard to kind of condemn somebody unless they're doing it purposely?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is what basically what the media does at times. They want to not destroy them, but they want to just make them look like heels. Or if someone makes they overrate that person. Now, apparently, what I've been told originally from the couple themselves, the husband was approached by Sylvia because basically, or not Sylvia, they approached Sylvia on the show. Mm-hmm. And then apparently they said that Sylvia took them aside and told them that she'll try her darndest to see if she can help him even further to make contact with her. But yet he said that she charged him $700 for the work, and yet according to her, she said she didn't. Now, who would you believe?
Well, every medium has to have their own code of ethics.
Exactly.
And, you know, because you happen to be a medium doesn't make you a nice person, and because you're not a medium doesn't mean you're a bad person or whatever. You know, it has nothing to do on our ethics, or it's her ethics.
Yep.
But, you know, defending her a little bit is the fact that, you know, with all of us, we can have an error, a margin of error. And that can be from the fact that we may be picking up either somebody's real strong desire for somebody to be alive and they may already be passed over and we're not picking that up. Or on the other side of it, we could be picking up their fear that the child is dead. And so it's very difficult. It's a really slim line to what we're picking up somebody's thought patterns or if we're actually getting communication of the person's death. But she probably got a lot of information there. And, you know, a lot of people can kind of say, well, if the media, Randy included, will pick up all the negative things that a medium, whether it's you or me or, you know, somebody in Australia that's a medium that's trying to do good work, they'll pick up on the few times that you're incorrect, but not the 85% times that you were correct.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want you to be correct. And for him, like Randy puts up this challenge that if anybody can come and prove to him, he'll give them $1 million. Well, we all know that if somebody puts a block up, we can't get through that.
No.
Nobody can. If they put their hands across their chest and defiantly look at you and say, go ahead and read me, you can't read them.
No, because they don't want to do.
No, because they don't want to be read, and we can't interfere with their free will.
It doesn't even have $1 million. What's the big deal?
Yeah. Well, one of these times, you know, there's going to be, he's going to have his defenses down. Somebody's going to come in the back door and tell him something. Now, he may or may not ever admit that it happened, you know. It's funny because we were talking about that this afternoon. I had a group of people in that we were doing some taping, and we were talking about the fact that a lot of times when you're reading for someone, there was a lot of mediums that were at this meeting, and your imagination and your psyche are so close together, so you have to be really, you know, paying attention that you're not letting your imagination or letting yourself jump to conclusions.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that in a lot of cases, and you found this, people will sit across from you, they wishing for something so bad that you may be picking up their desire rather than the reading.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard for us to discern exactly. But I doubt very much there's anybody out there that could just guess 85% of the time be correct.
Well, I got a question for you, Barb. Would you take $1 million?
I would love the $1 million.
Yes,
do you think you should go give her a whirl?
That's hilarious.
That would be fantastic.
He and somehow seems that he thinks that $1 million is so important. And yet, how come
Well, you know what's more important to me is my integrity.
You know? He says he lives in a meager apartment. Does his book. Yeah. Now, where did the $1 million go?
Well, you know, if I'm supposed to have $1 million, I'll get it some other way, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, the integrity of your work is more important to you than trying to prove to somebody who's got their mind already made up.
I mean, you also look at the idea we have so many young people today that want to get in the field and learn how to use their skills. They're not thinking about wanting to make money. They want to learn how what it's like to be a reader, a healer, get in the field to help people. And that's the
main
thing.
Well, and also to help themselves have a better life.
We never had that in the past. We never had that many people that actually approached us before. Over 25 years ago, it wasn't like that. Yes, there's curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people didn't know who to go to.
Well, 30 years ago, I started teaching, which you well know, in New Westminster Secondary High School, the first classes that ever were in the parapsychology field in that area, you know.
Yeah.
And it kind of was something new, and it was something that people were just absolutely with their mouth wide open that this could happen, and of course been teaching that for 30 years now. But the more that people are out there learning about it, the more they learn about themselves. And then recently that lady from Australia that's written that book that has to do with the secret, well, it isn't any secret. I mean, it's in the Bible, for heaven's sake.
The secret
of the law of attraction, or what you put in the ground comes out of the ground. What you put out is what you get back on the law of harvest.
Have you watched The Secret?
Well, that's The Secret. I haven't seen the film yet, but I did see Oprah interview both the lady that wrote it, the book, and produced the DVD, and also some people that were on there that were very interesting, but they're saying exactly that. There is no secret to it, really. It's something that's been there for many generations. We've known these things.
Yeah. I think it sounds like, you know, in a way, when they say it's the secret can also be, I don't know, the awakening.
Yeah.
The secret can be, it's already been there, we just haven't looked.
Well, it's within ourselves. I mean, it's no such a thing as extrasensory perception. You have an expansion of all the senses that you already have.
Yeah.
And that's really what we do when we're instructing. I don't teach people how to be psychic. They already have the ability when they were born to be able to expand their sensory perception and be able to pick up on these things. I'm just teaching them to unleash that.
Yeah.
You know.
That's basically what we're all about.
Anyway, Dirk, I'll let you go, hon, because I'm sure there's some people there that really want to jump in on this now.
Well, I love this stuff.
You'll either agree with us or they'll, you know, be ready to string us up here. You know, but
well, I'm looking for anybody out there who wants to call in, or anybody who wants to go on the chat line and give me an answer, what you think, what we just finished talking about, and whether you agree or disagree.
Exactly. Well, we'll see you later, Derek.
Okay.
Thank you,
Barb.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, Reverend Barbara Leonard, she actually has her own radio show on Sundays at 12 o'clock. She has the Inner Garden Spiritual Chapel, and yes, she's a authentic Reverend minister, and she has a one-hour program, and she interviewed me last Sunday, or the Sunday before, I forgot now, my God, time goes by so quickly, but she's interviewed me, and so having Barb as a friend, she used to do whenever I did my other show, when I was doing on the AM station here at 1410 CFON, when I was up in Vancouver, whenever I was doing tours, I had Barb take my place on as a co-host while I was on tours, and we would travel back and forth, so it was always good to have a medium-rare friend on your side to support you. And, so anyways, what I was going to say was also, too, I was actually doing some research here and regarding psychic mediums, and there was one lady here that I've actually come across, which actually her name is Alison Dubois. Now, she's very quite well known in the psychic field, and she's worked for the police department to do search, research, and investigations, and she's done cases, many, many cases, pardon me, and the TV series itself, the last 2 or 3 years, are all based on all her own personal cases, working for the police. we've actually put the story together through this actress that actually has taken her place to play that role. And again, now Allison, I want to share this with you because I feel it's important. Allison DuBois actually has written two books so far as I know. One is called Don't Kiss Them Goodbye. Now, that is quite the book, actually. And she tells her story about how she became who she was. And she's basically explaining that spirit's with us all the time. You know, it's like the front book. I mean, I like the way the front book looks. So here it is. She's sitting there, or kneeling down, holding on to a little girl that actually is transparent. So basically, a lot of people out there have a tendency of thinking that, you know, once a person passes away, you don't see them anymore. You know, that's no longer in your life. And we always feel like we're actually totally alone. At times we do. But we don't realize that these people are so important to us and that we actually have the ability to have them by our side even after they pass over. And Spirit has always told us that you're never alone unless you want to be, and that's basically shutting out the rest of the world. Yes, we don't have a physical body to deal with. The body no longer exist because the body cannot maintain its existence, but the Spirit is always eternal. And that's where some of our teachings are. And so you can always learn to become a communicator and you know, basically being part of that veil, because basically the veil is so thin, you can actually have the ability, anybody out there can actually have the ability to communicate with their loved one if they want to make contact. Now, and I'm not talking about seances, I'm not talking about having another medium by your side. I'm talking basically you can actually write them a letter. You can write that person, your loved one, a letter, and you can tell them how you're feeling, whether you miss them, whether you want to talk to them. You can tell your story about someone you know. You can actually talk to your loved one. You can even talk to your dog or your cat. You can talk to anyone who you want to that you miss. Don't be surprised that your answers back to you is, by thought. And you're going to feel an overwhelming sense of love and feeling, a very good feeling around you. And that you feel somehow that you need to write more words down, but they may not seem like they're your words. The words that are coming out of you are from them. They're telling you how they feel. And yet we always think that it's our imagination. It's not just our imagination, because the image of thought is important, that because they're bringing that to the surface, letting us know why and where they are and why they still exist. Now, I wrote a book. It's called Spiritual Journeys of the White Sky Cloud, and that's channeled writings. I did channeled writings many years back. And when I wrote this book, it teaches you about how to deal with issues in life and not having to worry about what's going to happen next. And yes, there have been a lot of people who I've met in this work that have not been using psychic skills, just people that are dealing with their issues and wanting to know what to do next. Because a lot of times, too, they'll still come up to you one day or sometime, and they'll say, you know what, I don't know why, but I feel kind of lost. I feel somehow non-existent. I don't know what to do next in my life. I'm not sure what kind of job I want. I'm not sure what kind of relationship I'm looking for this time, because I'm afraid to have them to fail on me. I'm afraid to have this happen to me. And basically, most people are dealing with their fear, and they're always afraid to deal with what's coming next in life. And we also deal with people out there that, even in relationships, that they're always worried about, you know, whether their husband or their wife is actually honest with them, or they feel, is the relationship going to be strong and last forever? We had people come and ask me, am I going to get married again after the husband's passed away, or am I going to get married again after the wife has passed away? You know, you don't have to ask me if you're going to get married if your husband or wife passed away. It's up to you if you want to. If you want to make the effort to find someone else in your life, then you got to go get your feet off, your butt off the chair, feet on the ground, and walk out that door and find some place to go to where you can actually meet other people like yourself and get together and meet them, get to know them. And you'd be surprised. Go for tea, coffee, drinks, lunch, something, and go together, a bunch of girls, a bunch of guys. You'd be surprised. Sporting clubs, you name it. You're going to find some places, not always nightclubs. Maybe your local church. You'd be surprised who you find, who you meet as a friend. Sometimes those friends become the closest friends you think. It's unexpected. I mean, it's happened before. I've done it for other people before where they actually have had unexpected friends. And those unexpected friends end up being married to them down the road. So it depends on what you want to deal with as far as that nurturing is concerned. And the thing is also, too, it's dealing with, you got to work on yourself. And you got to work on yourself and giving yourself positive feelings. Like basically, trust the heart. Filter what feels right for you. I've said it over and over again to a lot of people. Filter what feels right because it's your heart. It tells you where you're guided. But again, if you let the fear get in the way, yes, I know it's hard that you don't like trying something new after your heart. Your heart has been broken after maybe 5, 10, 15 years, 20 or 25 years. My mother, I'll give an example. My mother was married for 51 years. 51 years. Suddenly, she said, I don't love your father anymore. I'm going to separate. How would you respond by saying that? As a son, how would you respond? As a daughter, how would you respond? Mom, Dad, you're nuts. You're crazy. Why? You're 51 years together. Why would you want to split now? Because the relationship itself was kept together because they wanted to stay together for the children. It had nothing to do with themselves. They weren't satisfied. They weren't always happy. That's their choice. That's free will. But I said to my mom, well, if I'd have known that you did not want to stay with Dad, then why didn't you split? Because they themselves said they didn't want to hurt our feelings, thinking they would bother us, that they would hurt us. Everybody should know. Every child should know. If your mom and dad no longer decide to stay together, why are you trying to keep them together? If they want to move on, or your sister and brother decide to no longer, say your brother doesn't want to stay married anymore, or your uncle doesn't want to stay married anymore, people out there have to make a choice. You make a choice. My mother says she's never been happier. Okay? My father, different story. He wants my mom back, but he knows very well he can't get her back. But the thing is, that's basically learning the life's lesson. We go through life's lessons by learning and earning what we need to know. A lot of things we learn in life. Time to know each other. We go through relationships in a very similar way, very different ways. And everybody has, not every relationship is perfect, and we always want a perfect life. Everyone wants a perfect relationship. And I'm sure, I've had a lot of people ask me, well, I want this marriage perfect. I want this one better. It's going to be, well, why are you telling me you want it better? Then you've got to tell yourself that you're going to have it better. I've heard so many things, but it's a good thing because you're telling me what you want. You're telling me what you want to do. Then do it. I'll give you an example. Dawn, our producer of the show, says, when I first met Dawn, when he asked me if I'd be interested in doing radio with him over a year ago. And I said, sure. And Dawn said, I know this radio show is going to be fantastic. I know this radio station is going to be really good. I know BBS is going to be fabulous. Some people out there, throughout the whole program, yes, you do have your naysayers, you got some of your people that came in and out the door, but they don't know themselves what they wanted. Yes, the idea of having to be an icon to the public on radio or television is wonderful. But you have to try to care. You have to know that you got to care. It's not about you. It's about the people. And Dawn cares about the people. And that's what made it so important. A mother and a father cared about their children. An uncle and auntie cared about their nieces and nephews. A grandmother and grandfather cares about their grandkids, as well as their children and family. But if anybody splits, doesn't mean that it's gone forever, because you'll still see them in spirit. And you'll still be working things out. So nothing is ever an end. And that's why we always, life comes in circles, round and round and round. Never an end. We have a caller. Are you there? Hello? We have a caller?
No.
Anyone there?
No caller.
Lots of callers.
No, no callers.
Okay, we lost Dawn.
No, this is Dawn. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, no, and if they want to call in, 877-876-5227. Guys, call in. This is a fabulous program. Derek?
Does MC Dawn, you listening in?
Oh, yeah. I love your program. I'm always listening.
But it makes sense. Like, you are making the intent of your own self, of your own program. You're making the intent of the radio show and the radio station, and you know it's going to work.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And as often as we create, as long as we try to see that energy come together, it'll become huge. It will come in. And it's like remember that baseball movie?
Yeah.
You build it, and they'll come.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
And this your show is you build and they'll call. Now, we may have not as many callers, but the fact is sometimes callers are just getting, I know quite a few callers are very shy.
They are.
Of coming on the phone. So I get them to come on the chat room. And they always have questions.
Yep, here's one.
There we go. Do you have a caller? Okay. I'll wait until it goes beep.
Please.
Are you there? Anybody there?
Hi.
Hello.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Who am I talking to?
Oh, hi, Derek. This is Lil. You were talking about writing something.
Yes.
To your loved one, writing a letter to your loved one.
Yes, I
were
did.
Were you talking automatic writing?
Yes.
Okay. What happens when you sit down to write an automatically and you get really antsy?
Well, check your pants first, make sure there's no ants.
Okay. Say that again. Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay.
I hear you. I was trying to say a joke.
Oh, I think I've got my computer on too loud.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm listening to somebody talking on the computer now.
Okay, what you do is you turn the computer down so you can actually hear me.
Oh, okay. Are you talking on the computer? Am I talking on
no,
the computer?
I'm oh.
Okay, there I am.
Okay. What happens is we're on a 3-second delay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A second delay. So basically, when I talk to you, it's not the same as it comes out at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what you get is echo.
Okay.
Anybody's ever had a radio and you're being interviewed on telephone, they always tell them to turn the radio down so you won't interfere and get feedback.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's part of the radio programming learning lessons you go through, and I've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Now, when you mentioned about feeling excited or having to feel really antsy when you want to sit down and do some writing with spirit, what I do recommend, if you want to do some writing, is actually get yourself a candle. So I like to burn candles. And the reason why I do that, because it's just basically creating a softness, tenderness, and welcoming to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They know that you're actually are intently wanting to want spirit to be around you, who wants to come forward. And also, my understanding, the way I always do it, is I feel like the light of the candle represents the angel. And so it's bringing harmony and peace in your home.
Uh-huh.
So when you sit down and you do automatic writing, you ask spirit to protect you and to give you guiding light to protect you in that circle, inner circle. So you're asking for God's light for protection and guidance. And you ask for the highest of good to watch over you. The next thing you do is you're thinking of someone you know by name. So, for example, if you want to send a call out to your mother, you just basically write her name down 3 times.
Okay.
And then you just close your eyes quietly with your pen in your hand or on the table and just, basically like a small meditation, closing your eyes and just say, Mom, are you there? Do you want to talk to me? Are you there, Mom? Can you talk to me? And just basically, and then just open your eyes and start to write your mom, her name, or the feelings which you get from those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trusting those thoughts coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever is written on there, go with it. It's almost like a paragraph. Sometimes you get short sentences. small amount of words, and then all of a sudden it turns into a full sentence, to almost to a paragraph. I've written as many as 6 pages talking to spirit, and I let the words flow right through me, and I just keep on writing to the point where my hand would get extremely sore after, because you're pushing yourself so hard to get it done for, and like for, because they're trying to tell you more things. I don't read what I write until I finish.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes you'll stop and look at it, is that correctly written? But I don't worry about if it's correctly written, because you can do all that after, spell check.
Mm-hmm.
What's important is having to write down what you had gotten further from that message, and then once you're done, then read it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a message in there for you to let you know that there is a presence of someone that you love that's on paper giving you guidance.
Yeah.
It's not just saying, oh, well, I'm wearing this red dress today that I wore when I was living.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll do that. They'll let you know that it's them.
Okay, but what if you get, like, I try to do that,
uh-huh.
and then, but I just get so antsy, like, and so I just go away. Because it's so uncomfortable.
Sometimes people have an antsy because they have learned to settle the mind.
Okay, but is that telling me that I'm not supposed to be doing it?
Who did?
Or is that just me
that's
getting all excited and not...
That you may not want, not supposed to be doing it. Anybody can sit and write with someone they love.
Okay.
If it's a letter.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
If someone has told you that you're not supposed to do that, that's probably because you were probably told that by someone else a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I have.
It's been a memory from someone else that you met that was living.
And it's still there. So I have to get that unblocked.
Get past that part that told you that you can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because
you're believing what that person tells you. You have to filter. Like I told people on the radio, you have to filter what feels right for you. You have to believe what you think is right.
Right.
Okay? If you decide not to write, that's your choice.
Yeah.
If you decide that you're bound to determine to talk to Mom, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, so keep trying?
Keep trying. Just keep on working on it.
Because
basically what we do. As the field that I'm in, when I started out, I was just mostly reading people. I was healing people and reading people, but I was doing it as a psychic sense of it. Like I was just telling where the future's going.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really talk to anybody who's passed over. Well, I wasn't trying that much. I mean, I could see them, but I didn't say, your father's here, your mother's here, so-and-so's here. All I got was, this is where your path was going, this is what I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Then after, all of a sudden, Spirit said to me, put the cards away. You don't need them anymore.
Uh-huh.
Okay, why? I'm going like, why? Why am I putting the cards away? I don't need. I need these cards, and those are my tools. And they're going, no, you don't need them. Okay, I put the cards away. All of a sudden, my work started getting stronger. That I was talking to someone who's passed away,
mm-hmm.
and they're telling me that it's about time that I got rid of the cards because it was blocking my focus.
Mm-hmm.
The cards are only telling you so much because you're going by what the card tells you, not what Spirit's telling you.
Because
you're following what the card gives you as a tool. Okay?
Yeah.
But for example, we'll use a regular playing card as an example. So we'll say an ace of spades. Most people know the ace of spades. Well, the ace of spades means focus. Okay? That means you're focusing on number one. Just an example.
Yeah.
But if you took that card away, you didn't longer use it. All of a sudden, you're going to get that. You're not going to worry about the word number one. You're not going to worry about focus. You're going to actually end up listening now because you're basically, the focus is within yourself. That's when you close your eyes and visualize to the third eye and listen within. And Spirit will guide you because you're going to hear within.
Mm-hmm.
People think they can hear with an ear on the outside. You're waiting for someone to whisper in your ear like, hi. Hi, this is Mom. You know, unless you got darn good ears.
Yeah.
But basically, what happens is that you get an inner thought. You can actually somehow hear your mom's voice in your head.
Mm.
Within itself, you listen to her voice, her inner voice, the voice that she would have given you or said to you when you were a kid growing up.
Yeah.
Okay? When you start hearing those certain types of tone, voice tone, and I listen to those tones, that lets me know who that person is. Then I start to feel a description. And I would say to them, show me you. Show me yourself. Show me what you would look like. Describe yourself to me, what you would look like. Can you show me yourself? And I would actually start to visualize the person themselves, whether it's mom, dad, or somebody else, but I can pretty well see an idea what they would look like, whether it's from just the head down, the shoulder down. Sometimes the shoulder is wearing a certain kind of hat, clothing, response, basically certain moves, how they would respond to a person. I'll give you an example. When I was working up in one place doing a healing program up in Slave Lake, Alberta, there was a group of women that came into the room that I used to do mediumship under. And these two particular ladies, they're all sisters, but they sat in the room. And I was standing up. I had to stand up because the spirit told me I had to stand up, and I had to walk the spirit in from the door and introduce the person to that family.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly had a hat on my head, and I walked up to the two sisters, and as if I took my hat and smacked them both on top of the head with the hat. But not in a bad way, but in like, you know, like, I told you I was going to come back. And that hat meant something to those girls.
Uh-huh.
Because their father used to hit him on the head with his hat all the time.
Uh-huh.
But he did it because he loved them, not because he wanted and didn't love them, because he lets them know, like, here I am. What do you think you're doing? You know, he was telling them to smarten up, you know, don't be so foolish. But that was his way of making himself be known. That was dad.
Mm.
Right?
Oh.
So you're feeling your mother's response.
Yeah.
How she would act towards you in that writing.
Yeah.
How she would come up to you in that writing. You see?
Yeah.
You have to feel her emotions. You have to feel those feelings, emotions. Let it happen.
Yeah.
And it makes no difference how old you are. It will work.
Yeah. I think I have to get past that long ago time when this was demonic, I guess, as far as my religion was concerned, you know, the automatic writing.
Where were you, under what religion were you raised?
Oh, we're Pentecostal.
Okay.
So they are very, very strict on something like that.
Yeah, now there's something, too, that most people don't realize. When you're in a certain type of religion, that's brain training people, okay, or brainwashing you.
Yeah.
And they had you believing, I don't care what religion, and whatever negative ideas that they believed in, had you believing what was not real or what was considered as evil. I mean, I even had one particular religion that believed that angels were evil.
Yeah.
And they approached me. I had, honestly, God, my dear, on my van, I had an RV van, and on the hood of my van, I put actually an acrylic, it's like a glass. I was about 18 inches tall, an acrylic angel on my hood, and I bolted it down to my hood, and I put a light inside of it from underneath. So at nighttime, when you turn on the light, it actually glows in the dark when you're driving. Now, very few people can actually do that, and I did that in my vehicle. And everybody responded positively when I'm driving by. They go, oh, my God, look at this, you know, this angel. Everybody smiled whenever I drove by. They saw a smile on their face. They saw an angel in the hood.
Mm.
Until I came into a parking lot, I was going to Staples, and my wife and I were in the vehicle. We got out of the vehicle, and this couple came out of the car staring at me up and down like, oh, my God. And the wife, I've never seen the wife so scared. She had her legs wrapped around her husband. She was that frightened of that angel on the hood. When I walked into the building to get I thought she was liking my angel, but I walked into the building, got what I needed, came back out, and here is a large flyer, a booklet, sitting jammed in between my windshield wiper and my window, telling me that I'm a sinner, and that this angel is evil, that I need to go to Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay? So basically, that was her fears. That was her fears.
Yeah.
So the thing is that I'm not going to say, you stupid woman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Because the fact is, she has to learn by her experience what she went through. But that's her teaching. She chose that religion. She chose that church.
Mm-hmm.
That's free will. Mm-hmm. You have to go through the same thing. You have to choose what you want.
Yeah.
If you want to go by Pentecostal or you want to go by listening to Mom.
Yeah.
Because
the thing is that with the Pentecostals, that religion has been out of me, I thought, for a long time. But, of course, it never does leave until you make it, you know, until you throw it out for good.
Well, whether you decide, it's up to you, my dear, whether you want to throw it out for good. But I would say the only important thing right now, as long as you believe in God, that's all that's important.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only more important thing. And, you know, I'll give you an example as well. You know, if when you go to a church or any kind of church and the minister says to you, and Jesus said this and Jesus said that, now, would you believe the minister or would you believe the Bible?
Yeah.
The way it's written. Because
yeah,
mankind has been known to change the words in their own way of saying things to the public in church.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to believe what they say, but yet when you look at the Bible, the way it's supposed to be written, that's not the way it's written.
Yeah.
So sometimes they will change that for their own liking and not for you, but for themselves. But they want you to learn their way,
yeah,
not what the Bible tells you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, Derek.
This, you're welcome.
This, I'm glad you told me about the candle, because that's what I wasn't doing. And then to ask three times, did you say?
Yeah, just write your mom's name down. But write your anybody, any loved one, write their name down three times on the paper. Because what you're doing is you're creating an energy for them, knowing you're focusing on that energy of them, of their presence.
Yeah.
And God's light is always over you because you're asked for God's light for protection. So you're not going to get anything dark or nothing negative following you while you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
Be positive.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
It was nice talking to you.
Okay. You take care.
Okay, hon. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Now, we have a person on the chat line here. She's a sweetheart. Okay. Anyways, we're almost close to that time of the show, and I would like to let you all know, I'd like to thank you, everybody, for coming on the chat line and listening to the show. If you want to get to my website, if you want to actually, if anybody actually out there wants to get a reading, a paid, like you, I do have a website and I do have PayPal on my website, and you can always give me a call. And my website is whiteskycloud.com. It's whiteskycloud.com, and I also have an email under whiteskycloud@yahoo.com, or you can go to my page now. BBS Radio has my page on there as well, and it says Between Two Worlds. Go that line, and you will see things in there. Any new programs are coming in and new updates. Keep an eye on that. Or else, when you go to my website, you'll actually see my scheduled appearances, let you know where, when and where I'm going to be in certain territories. But anyways, in the meantime and in between time, I will talk to you folks next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Standard Pacific Standard Time, and which basically will be 11 Eastern. And I'd like to thank you all for listening in, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Derek Whiteskycloud, your favorite neighborhood psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and new listen to Between Two Worlds. And you guys take care, and we'll chat with you soon. And drive careful, and take care of each other. Many blessings. Bye.